Beginning of page. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. This information is being provided in this alternate format for informational purposes only. To apply, you must submit an application in written, non-alternative format. New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis application / recertification. This application can only be used to apply or recertify for SNAP. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired and need this application in an alternative format, you may request one from your social services district. For additional information regarding the types of formats available and how you can request an application in an alternative format, see the instruction book open parenthesis LDSS-4826A close parenthesis, or www.otda.ny.gov. If you are blind or seriously visually impaired, would you like to receive written notices in an alternative format? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, check the type of format you would like. Checkbox unchecked. Large print. Checkbox unchecked. Data CD. Checkbox unchecked. Audio CD. Checkbox unchecked. Braille, if you assert that none of the other alternative formats will be equally effective for you. If you require another accommodation, please contact your social services district. If you are only applying or recertifying for SNAP, you can use this application. If you would like to apply for other benefits such as temporary assistance, child care assistance, home energy assistance or Medicaid, please ask for a different application. When you are applying for SNAP bullet, you can file an application the same day you receive it. We must accept your application if, at a minimum, it contains your name, address, open parenthesis if you have one close parenthesis, and a signature. This information will establish your application filing date. Bullet, you must complete the application process, including having an interview and signing the certification statement on page 7 of the application / recertification for your eligibility to be determined. If you are eligible, benefits will be provided back to the date you filed your application. Bullet, you can apply for and get SNAP for eligible household member or members even if you or some other members of your household are not eligible for benefits because of immigration status. For example, ineligible non-citizen parents can apply for SNAP for their children and receive benefits for their eligible children. Bullet, you can still apply and be eligible for SNAP even if you have reached your temporary assistance time limits. Beginning of page 1. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. When you are recertifying for SNAP bullet, you must submit the signed recertification application before the interview. Bullet, if you miss the interview, it is your responsibility to contact the social services district to reschedule. Need SNAP benefits right away? You may be eligible for expedited processing of your SNAP application. If your household has little or no income or liquid resources, or if your rent and utility expenses are more than your income and liquid resources, or you are a migrant or seasonal farm worker with little or no income or resources when you apply, you may be eligible to get SNAP within 7 calendar days of the date you apply. When a resident of an institution is jointly applying for SSI and SNAP prior to leaving the institution, the recorded filing date of the application is the date of release of the applicant from the institution. Where you can apply for SNAP. If you live outside of New York City, you can apply on -line at mybenefits.ny.gov, or call or visit the social services district in the county where you live and ask for an application package, which can be mailed to or dropped off at that appropriate office. You can get the address and phone number of the social services district in your county by calling toll-free 1-800-342-3009. If you live in New York City and you are not also applying for temporary assistance, You can apply on Dash Line at http://www.nyc.gov/hra, or call or visit any SNAP office and ask for an application package. You can get the address and phone number by calling 1-718-557-1399 or toll free 1-800-342-3009. SNAP interviews are usually done over the telephone. If you prefer an in-office interview, you must request one from your social services district. Non-discrimination notice. In accordance with federal civil rights law and U.S. Department of Agriculture (USDA) civil rights regulations and policies, this institution is prohibited from discriminating on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex (including gender identity and sexual orientation), religious creed, disability, age, political beliefs, or reprisal or retaliation for prior civil rights activity. Program information may be made available in languages other than English. Persons with disabilities who require alternative means of communication to obtain program information (example: Braille, large print, audio tape, American Sign Language should contact the agency (state or local) where they applied for benefits. Individuals who are deaf, hard of hearing or have speech disabilities may contact USDA through the Federal Relay Service at (800-877-8339). To file a program discrimination complaint, a complainant should complete a Form AD-3027 USDA Program Discrimination Complaint Form, which can be obtained online at https://www.usda.gov/cites/defaultcommentsad-3027.pdf. From any USDA office by calling 833-620-1071, or by writing a letter addressed to USDA. The letter must contain the complainant's name, address, telephone number, and a written description of the alleged discriminatory action in sufficient detail to inform the Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights (ASCR) about the nature and aid of an alleged civil rights violation. The completed AD-3027 form or letter must be submitted to (1) Mail. Food and Nutrition Service, USDA. 1320, Braddock Place, Room 334. Alexandria, VA 22314, or (2) Fax. (833-256-1665) or (202-690-7442) or (3) email fnscivilrighstscomplaints@usda.gov. This institution is an equal opportunity provider. Beginning of page 2. LDSS-4826, AD, (revision, 12/23). New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. SNAP application/recertification. 1. Legal name, blank text field. Telephone number, blank text field. Other phone where you can be reached, blank text field. Residence address, blank text field. Apartment number, blank text field. City, blank text field. NY, zip code, blank text field. Mailing address (if different), blank text field. Apartment number, blank text field. City, blank text field. NY, zip code, blank text field. Known by any other name, blank text field. Are you? Checkbox unchecked. Applying or? Checkbox unchecked. Recertifying. Do you want to receive notices in? Checkbox unchecked. Spanish and English or checkbox unchecked. English only. 2. We must accept your application if, at a minimum, it contains your name, address open parenthesis if you have one close parenthesis, and signature in this box. Applicant/representative signature. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. 3. List everyone who lives with you even if they are not applying. List yourself first. LN. 1. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close quote close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checked, checkbox. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Self. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checked, checkbox. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 2. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 3. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 4. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 5. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 6. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none. Write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 7. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. LN. 8. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Last name. Blank text field. Social security number open parenthesis SSN close parenthesis of applying member open parenthesis if none, write open quote none close parenthesis. Blank text field. Date of birth. Blank text field. Marital status. Blank text field. Sex. M, F, or X. Blank text field. Is this person applying? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Relationship to you. Blank text field. Do you buy and slash or prepare food with this person? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Hispanic or Latino? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Enter Y open parenthesis yes close parenthesis or N open parenthesis no close parenthesis for each race asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. I. Blank text field. A. Blank text field. B. Blank text field. P. Blank text field. W. Blank text field. Asterisk race slash ethnic codes. I. Dash Native American or Alaskan Native. A. Dash Asian. B. Dash Black or African American. P. Dash Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. W. Dash White. The provision of this information is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the persons applying or the level of benefits received. The reason for this information is to ensure that program benefits are distributed without regard to race, color or national origin. 4. Are you and is everyone living with you a U.S. citizen? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If no. Who is not a citizen? Blank text field. Are you or is anyone in your household applying for or receiving SNAP or temporary assistance in another place? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Are you or is anyone living with you a veteran? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Do you or does anyone live in a drug or alcohol treatment center, state-certified group living facility or state-certified supervised/supportive apartment? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If you are recertifying for SNAP, list on page 9 what has changed since your last application or recertification open parenthesis such as moved, had a baby, someone moved in or out of your household close parenthesis. You may use page 9 if you need more room or there is other information that you think we might need. Go to page 3. Beginning of page 3. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. 5. Income. List all your income and the income of everyone living with you. This includes, but is not limited to wages, income from self-employment minus the cost of producing self-employment open parenthesis for example, babysitting, cleaning, income from a roomer or boarder close parenthesis, child support, pensions, veterans benefits, disability, social security or SSI, grants or scholarships for rent or food, temporary assistance, and income from friends or relatives. Name of person receiving income. Blank text field. Source of income. Blank text field. Hours worked per month. Blank text field. How often is it received? Open parenthesis for example, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gross amount received before deductions. Blank text field. Name of person receiving income. Blank text field. Source of income. Blank text field. Hours worked per month. Blank text field. How often is it received? Open parenthesis for example, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gross amount received before deductions. Blank text field. Name of person receiving income. Blank text field. Source of income. Blank text field. Hours worked per month. Blank text field. How often is it received? Open parenthesis for example, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly close parenthesis. Blank text field. Gross amount received before deductions. Blank text field. Do you or does anyone living with you have child/dependent care costs related to employment or training? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Amount paid $. Blank text field. How often paid open parenthesis example weekly, monthly close parenthesis. Blank text field. Have you or has anyone living with you changed or quit jobs or reduced any form of income in the last 30 days including reduced work hours or income? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Do you or does anyone living with you have any potential income that has not yet been received? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, explain on page 9. Are you or is anyone living with you participating in a strike? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Were you or anyone living with you in foster care on your 18th birthday? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Are you or is anyone living with you a boarder, foster child, or foster adult? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, check B for boarder or F for foster and write their name. Checkbox unchecked. B. Checkbox unchecked. F. Name. Blank text field. 6. Resources. Resources do not affect the eligibility of most households applying for SNAP. However, some resource information is used to determine if you qualify for expedited processing of your application. How much money does everyone in your household have? Open parenthesis for example, on your person, in your home, in checking and savings accounts, or other locations, including jointly held accounts close parenthesis. Dollar sign. Blank text field. Belongs to. Blank text field. Other financial assets? Open parenthesis for example, stocks, bonds, retirement accounts, savings bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, trust funds, money market certificates close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, amount. Dollar sign. Blank text field. Type. Blank text field. Owner. Blank text field. How many cars, trucks, or other vehicles do you or anyone in your household have? Blank text field. Number 1 year. Blank text field. Make. Blank text field. Model. Blank text field. Owner. Blank text field. Blank text field. Number 2 year. Blank text field. Make. Blank text field. Model. Blank text field. Owner. Blank text field. Do you or anyone applying own any property including your own home? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, list property. Blank text field. Owner. Blank text field. Has anyone applying sold, given away or transferred cash or property in the last 3 months to qualify for SNAP? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Beginning of page 4. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. 7. Education/training and language. Enter the name of each applying person in the household aged 16 or older, including yourself. For each person, put an open quote X close quote in the box in the open quote highest level of education close quote section, using the education and training codes shown below. Check only one box per person. If you enter an open quote X close quote in the open quote 0 close quote column for a person, open parenthesis indicating they do not have a high school diploma or a high school equivalency diploma close parenthesis, enter their highest school grade completed in the open quote highest school grade completed close quote box open parenthesis example dash if a person is in 10th grade, put open quote 9 close quote in the open quote highest school grade completed close quote box close parenthesis. Leave the open quote highest school grade completed close quote box blank if the open quote 0 close quote column is not checked for a person in high school or obtaining a high school equivalency diploma. Additionally, please identify the primary language spoken for each individual in the SNAP household that is age 16 or older. The primary language is the language the individual speaks most often. Name open parenthesis first and last close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest level of education asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. 0. Blank text field. 1. Blank text field. 2. Blank text field. 3. Blank text field. 4. Blank text field. 5. Blank text field. 8. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed open parenthesis see information below close parenthesis. Blank text field. What is the individual's primary language spoken? Blank text field. Name open parenthesis first and last close parenthesis. Blank text field. highest level of education asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. 0. Blank text field. 1. Blank text field. 2. Blank text field. 3. Blank text field. 4. Blank text field. 5. Blank text field. 8. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed open parenthesis see information below close parenthesis. Blank text field. What is the individual's primary language spoken? Blank text field. Name open parenthesis first and last close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest level of education asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. 0. Blank text field. 1. Blank text field. 2. Blank text field. 3. Blank text field. 4. Blank text field. 5. Blank text field. 8. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed open parenthesis see information below close parenthesis. Blank text field. What is the individual's primary language spoken? Blank text field. Name open parenthesis first and last close parenthesis. Blank text field. Highest level of education asterisk open parenthesis codes defined below close parenthesis. 0. Blank text field. 1. Blank text field. 2. Blank text field. 3. Blank text field. 4. Blank text field. 5. Blank text field. 8. Blank text field. Highest school grade completed open parenthesis see information below close parenthesis. Blank text field. What is the individual's primary language spoken? Blank text field. Asterisk education and training codes, 0-less than a high school diploma or equivalency, 1-high school diploma or high school equivalency diploma, 2-associate's degree open parenthesis 2-year college degree close parenthesis, 3-bachelor's degree open parenthesis 4-year college degree close parenthesis, 4-graduate degree open parenthesis master's or higher close parenthesis, 5-completion of an individualized education plan open parenthesis IEP close parenthesis 8-unknown. Note, the provision of information regarding highest level of education, highest school grade and primary language spoken is voluntary. It will not affect the eligibility of the persons applying or the level of benefits received. The reason for this information is to meet federal reporting requirements. 8. Living arrangements and expenses. Check all the descriptions that apply to your household, checkbox unchecked. Own home or paying for home. Checkbox unchecked. Renting. Checkbox unchecked. Migrant/seasonal farm worker. Checkbox unchecked. No permanent residence. Checkbox unchecked. Live with relatives or friends. List expenses. Monthly rent or mortgage payment $. Blank text field. Tax on home per year $. Blank text field. Insurance on home per year $. Blank text field. Pay separately for heat? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, specify type of heating, checkbox unchecked. Gas. Checkbox unchecked. Electric. Checkbox unchecked. Oil. Checkbox unchecked. Wood. Checkbox unchecked. Coal. Checkbox unchecked. Propane. Checkbox unchecked. Other open parenthesis list close parenthesis. Blank text field. Heat company name. Blank text field. Heat company account number. Blank text field. Pay for air conditioning, either in your electric bill or as a separate fee. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Pay separately for utilities open parenthesis other than heating slash cooling close parenthesis? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Open parenthesis for example, lights, cooking gas, garbage slash trash, water, initial installation of utilities close parenthesis. Does anyone else pay any of these expenses for you open parenthesis? Some examples are Section 8 or other subsidy program close parenthesis. Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who pays what? Blank text field. Are you or is anyone living with you paying legally obligated child support? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes. Who? Blank text field. Name or names of child or children support is being paid for. Blank text field. Payment amount $. Blank text field. Frequency of payments open parenthesis for example, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly close parenthesis. Blank text field. Are you, and slash or anyone living with you, disabled or at least age 60? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. If so, does such person have medical bills? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, list on page 9 what they are for, how much and who is responsible for payment. Beginning of page 5. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. 8. Living arrangements and expenses open parenthesis continued close parenthesis. Are you, and slash or anyone living with you, on Medicaid with a spend down? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Amount $. Blank text field. Are you or anyone living with you open parenthesis 16 or 17 years of age close parenthesis enrolled in school or training? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Name of school slash training program. Blank text field. Are you or anyone living with you, between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age, attending a school or training program open parenthesis above high school close parenthesis? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Name of school slash training program. Blank text field. Full-time open parenthesis FT close parenthesis checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Income checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Expenses checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. Are there adults in the household age 16 and older open parenthesis including the applicant close parenthesis who are pregnant? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Have any medical conditions that limit their ability to work or the type of work that they can perform? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Answer these questions, are you or is anyone living with you violating a condition of probation or parole or fleeing to avoid prosecution, custody, or confinement for a felony and actively being pursued by law enforcement? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Are you or is anyone living with you in violation of probation or parole according to a court? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Have you or has anyone living with you ever been disqualified from receiving SNAP because of fraud or intentional program violation? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Have you or has anyone living with you been convicted of trading SNAP benefits for firearms, ammunition, or explosives, or drugs after September 22, 1996? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Have you or has anyone living with you been convicted of buying or selling SNAP benefits for a combined amount of $500 or more, after September 22, 1996? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. Have you or has anyone living with you been convicted of fraudulently receiving duplicate SNAP benefits in any state after September 22, 1996? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If yes, who? Blank text field. You may use page 9 if you need more room or there is other information that you think we might need. Read the important information below. 9. SNAP penalty warning. - Any information you provide in connection with your application for SNAP will be subject to verification by federal, state, and local officials. If any information is incorrect, you may be denied SNAP. You may be subject to criminal prosecution if you knowingly provide incorrect information which affects eligibility or the amount of benefits. Anyone who is violating a condition of probation or parole or anyone who is fleeing to avoid prosecution, custody, or confinement for a felony, and is actively being pursued by law enforcement, is not eligible to receive SNAP benefits. If a SNAP household member is found to have committed an intentional program violation (IPV), the member will not be able to get SNAP benefits for a period of bullet 12 months for the first SNAP-IPV. Bullet 24 months for the second SNAP-IPV. Bullet 24 months for the first SNAP-IPV, that is based on a court finding that the individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of a controlled substance. Illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required. Bullet 120 months if found guilty of making a false statement about who you are or where you live in order to get multiple SNAP benefits simultaneously, unless permanently disqualified for a third IPV. Additionally, a court may bar an individual from participation in SNAP for an additional 18 months. Beginning of page 6. LDSS-4826, AD, (revision), 12/23). Read the important information below (continued). 9. Permanent disqualification of an individual for bullet the first SNAP-IPV based on a court finding of using or receiving SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of firearms, ammunition, or explosives. Bullet the first SNAP-IPV based on a court conviction for trafficking SNAP benefits for a combined amount of $500 or more (trafficking includes the illegal use, transfer, acquisition, alteration or possession of SNAP authorization cards or access devices). Bullet the second SNAP-IPV based on a court finding that an individual used or received SNAP benefits in a transaction involving the sale of controlled substances. Illegal drugs or certain drugs for which a doctor's prescription is required. Bullet all third SNAP-IPV intentional program violations. Any person convicted of a felony for knowingly using, transferring, acquiring, altering, or possessing SNAP authorization cards or access devices may be fined up to $250,000, imprisoned up to 20 years or both. The individual may also be subject to prosecution under the applicable federal and state laws. You may be found ineligible for SNAP or found to have committed an IPV if Bullet: you make a false or misleading statement, or misrepresent, conceal or withhold facts in order to qualify for benefits or receive more benefits, or bullet: purchase a product with SNAP benefits with the intent of obtaining cash by intentionally discarding the product and returning the container for the deposit amount, or bullet: commit or attempt to commit an act that constitutes a violation of federal or state law for the purpose of using, presenting, transferring, acquiring, receiving, possessing, or trafficking of SNAP benefits, authorization cards or reusable documents used as part of the electronic benefit transfer (EBT) system. Additionally, the following is not allowed and you may be disqualified from receiving SNAP benefits and/or be subject to penalties for actions that include bullet: using or have in your possession EBT cards that do not belong to you, without the card owner's consent, or bullet: using SNAP benefits to buy non-food items, such as alcohol or cigarettes, or to pay for food previously purchased on credit, or bullet: allowing someone else to use your electronic benefit transfer (EBT) card in exchange for cash, firearms, ammunition, explosives, or drugs, or to purchase food for individuals who are not members of the SNAP household. If you get more SNAP benefits than you should have (overpayment), you must pay them back. If your case is active, we will take back the amount of the overpayment from future SNAP benefits that you get. If your case is closed, you may pay back the overpayment through any unused SNAP benefits remaining in your account, or you may pay by cash. If you have an overpayment that is not paid back, it will be referred for collection, including automated collection by the federal government. Federal benefits (such as Social Security) and tax refunds that you are entitled to receive may be taken to pay back the overpayment. The debt will also be subject to processing charges. Any SNAP benefits expunged from your EBT account will be used to reduce current overpayments. If you apply for SNAP again, and have not repaid the amount you owe, your SNAP benefits will be reduced if you begin to get them again. You will be notified, at that time, of the amount of reduced benefits you will get. Consent. Dash. I understand that by signing this application form I agree to any investigation made by the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance or my local social services district to verify or confirm the information I have given or any other investigation made by them in connection with my request for SNAP benefits. If additional information is requested, I will provide it. I will also cooperate with state and federal personnel in a SNAP quality control review. I understand that by signing this application/certification, I consent to an investigation to verify or confirm the information I have given and other investigation by any authorized government agency in connection with Home Energy Assistance Program (HEAP) benefits. I also consent to allow the information provided on this application to be used in referrals to available weatherization assistance programs and my utility company's low-income programs. I understand that the state will use my social security number to verify with my home energy vendors the receipt of HEAP. This authorization also includes permission for any of my home energy vendors (including my utility) to release certain statistical information, including but not limited to, my annual electricity usage, electricity cost, fuel consumption, fuel type, annual fuel cost and payment history to the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance and the local social services district and the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the purposes of low income home energy assistance program (LIHEAP) performance measurement. Consent for release of confidential unemployment insurance (UI) information. Dash. I authorize the New York State Department of Labor (DOL) to release any confidential information maintained by DOL for unemployment insurance (UI) purposes to the New York State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance (OTDA). This information includes UI benefit claims and wage records. I understand that OTDA, along with state and local agency employees working in local social services district offices, will use the UI information for establishing or verifying eligibility for, and the amount of SNAP applied for in this application and for investigations to determine whether I received benefits to which I was not entitled. Beginning of page 7. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. Read the important information below open parenthesis continued close parenthesis. 9. New York City Housing Authority resident consent to share information. Dash. If you are applying for assistance in New York City, this consent will allow the New York City Housing Authority open parenthesis NYCHA. Close parenthesis to share information about you with the New York City Human Resources Administration / Department of Social Services open parenthesis HRA close parenthesis to help you and our household apply for assistance under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program open parenthesis SNAP close parenthesis, and / or for HRA cash assistance, which may include payment of rental arrears. If you sign this application below, NYCHA may share with HRA information relevant to your eligibility for, level of, SNAP and / or cash assistance benefits including your name, address, date of birth, and rent and utility payment information open parenthesis such as monthly rent amount, rent payment history, rent balance, and appliance fees close parenthesis. Additionally, by signing this application below, you represent that you have the authority to consent on behalf of minor children listed in this application and you authorize NYCHA to share that child's name, address, and date of birth with HRA. HRA will keep confidential any information that NYCHA shares and may only share the information with the local, state, and federal agencies that oversee HRA's SNAP and cash assistance benefit programs. Release of educational records. Dash I give permission to the New York City Social Services District to obtain the educational records of myself and / or my minor child or children for the following purposes, 1 closed parenthesis. Verifying my eligibility for SNAP, 2 closed parenthesis. Conducting reviews or investigations that result from conflicting information provided as part of the eligibility process and, 3 closed parenthesis. Proving the appropriate federal government agency access to this information for the sole purpose of audit. Release of information to service providers. Dash. I give permission to the Social Services District and New York State to share information regarding Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits that I or any member of my household for whom I can legally give authorization have received, for purposes of verifying my eligibility for services and payment related to program administration provided by a state or local contractor. Such services may include, but are not limited to, job placement or training services provided to help me or my household members obtain and retain employment. SUA open parenthesis standard utility allowance close parenthesis information. Dash I understand that SNAP recipients are categorically income eligible for the Home Energy Assistance Program open parenthesis HEAP close parenthesis. If I have not received a HEAP benefit of greater than $20 in the current month or previous 12 months, or other similar energy assistance program benefits, I must pay separately for a heating, air conditioning, or utility expense in order to receive a standard utility allowance. Changes. Dash. I agree to inform the agency promptly of any change in my needs, income, property, living arrangement, able-bodied adult without dependents open parenthesis ABOD close parenthesis status including if my hours of work fall below 80 hours per month, pregnancy status, or address to the best of my knowledge or belief in accordance with my reporting requirements. Requirement to report / verify household expenses. Dash. I understand that my household must report child care and utility expenses in order to get a SNAP deduction for these expenses. I further understand that my household must report and verify rent / mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, medical expenses, and child support paid to a non-household member in order to get a SNAP deduction for these expenses. I understand that failure to report/verify the above expenses will be seen as a statement by my household that we do not want to receive a deduction for those unreported/unverified expenses. A deduction for these expenses may make me eligible for SNAP or may increase my SNAP benefits. I understand that I may report/verify these expenses at any time in the future. This deduction would then be applied to the calculation of SNAP in future months in accordance with the rules for change reporting and processing changes. In applying for SNAP, I understand that the Social Services District will request and use information available through the Income and Eligibility Verification System to investigate my application, and may verify this information through collateral contacts if discrepancies are found. I also understand that such information may affect my eligibility for SNAP and/or level of SNAP benefits I receive. Privacy Act Statement. Dash. Collection and use of Social Security number (SSN) close parenthesis. Dash. The collection of SSNs is authorized for each household member with respect to SNAP pursuant to the Food and Nutrition Act of 2008. The information we collect will be used to determine whether your household is eligible or continues to be eligible for assistance or benefits. We will verify this information through computer matching programs. This information will also be used to monitor compliance with program regulations and for program management. This information may be disclosed to other state and federal agencies for official examination and to law enforcement officials for the purpose of apprehending persons fleeing to avoid the law. The information will be used to check identity and to verify earned and unearned income. If a SNAP claim arises against your household, the information on this application, including all SSNs, may be referred to federal and state agencies, as well as private claims collection agencies, for claims collection action. Anyone applying for SNAP must provide a SSN. SSNs of ineligible members will also be used and disclosed in the manner above. If you or anyone applying/recertifying does not have a SSN must be applied for with the Social Security Administration (SSA.gov). Besides using the information you give us in this way, the state also uses the information to prepare statistics about all the people receiving benefits from the Home Energy Assistance Program. The information is used for quality control by the state to make sure local districts are doing the best job they can. It is used to verify who your energy supplier is and to make certain payments to such vendors. Beginning of page 8. LDSS-4826, AD, (revision, 12/23 close parenthesis). Read the important information below (continued close parenthesis). 9. Citizenship/immigration status. Dash. I swear and/or affirm under penalty of perjury that the information I have provided about the citizenship and immigration status of myself and everyone living with me is true and correct. I understand that any information I provide to verify the immigration status of anyone applying for SNAP may be checked for authenticity with the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. For SNAP, citizenship must be documented only if questionable. Authorized representative. Dash. You can authorize someone who knows your household circumstances to apply for SNAP for you. You can also authorize someone outside your household to get an authorized representative EBT card to buy food for you. If you would like to authorize someone, you must do so in writing. You may do so by printing the person's name, address and phone number below. When an authorized representative is applying on behalf of a SNAP household that does not reside in an institution, both the authorized representative and a responsible adult member of the SNAP household must sign and date the signature sections at the bottom of this page, unless the authorized representative has been otherwise designated by the household in writing. 10. If you would like to authorize someone, print the person's name, address and telephone number, and sign below. Name. Blank text field. Address. Blank text field. Phone. Blank text field. Checkbox unchecked. Check this box if you want your authorized representative to get an EBT card to buy food for you. 11. Certification. I have read and understand the notices above. I understand and agree to the terms, authorizations, and consents above. I swear and/or affirm under the penalties of perjury that the information I have given or will give to the local social services district is correct. Your signature is required below to complete the application process. Applicant signature open parenthesis or responsible adult household member close parenthesis. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. Authorized representative signature. X. Blank text field. Date signed. Blank text field. If you helped complete this application/recertification for someone else, print your name and address here. You may also voluntarily print your telephone number. Name. Blank text field. Address. Blank text field. Phone. Blank text field. Beginning of page 9. LDSS-4826, AD, open parenthesis revision, 12/23 close parenthesis. 12. Use this area for additional information, who? Blank text field. Explanation. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Explanation. Blank text field. Who? Blank text field. Explanation. Blank text field. 13. I consent to withdraw my application/recertification. I understand that I may reapply at any time. Signature. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Beginning of next page. Revision 05/04/2021. The Great Seal of the State of New York. NYS Agency-Based Voter Registration Form. Open quote, if you are not registered to vote where you live now, would you like to apply to register here today? Close quote. Check box unchecked. Yes. If you checked yes, please complete the voter registration application below. Check box unchecked. No, because I choose not to register, or check box unchecked. I am already registered at my current address, or check box unchecked. I asked for and received a mail registration form. If you do not check any box, you will be considered to have decided not to register to vote at this time. Signature. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Please print name. Blank text field. Important. Applying to register or declining to register to vote will not affect the amount of assistance that you will be provided by this agency. If you would like help filling out the voter registration application form, we will help you. The decision whether to seek or accept help is yours. You may fill out the application form in private.
Información en español. Si le interesa obtener este formulario en español, llame al 1-800-367-8683.
中文资料, 若您有兴趣索取中文资料表格, 请电 1-800-367-8683.
한국어. 한국어 양식을 원하시면 1-800-367-8683으로 전화하십시오.
아픈 조디 A form D English 때 뵙다 짠. 다홀에 1-800-367-8683 넘버에 폰 코룬.
Voter registration application. Open parenthesis instructions on back close parenthesis. Check box unchecked. Yes, I need an application for an absentee ballot. Please print or type in blue or black ink. Check box unchecked. Yes, I would like to be an election day worker. 1. Are you a US citizen? Check box unchecked. Yes. Check box unchecked. No. If you answered no, do not complete this form. 2. A. Closed parenthesis. Will you be 18 years old on or before election day? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. B. Closed parenthesis. Are you at least 16 years of age and understand that you must be 18 years of age on or before election day to vote, and that until you will be 18 years of age at the time of such election your registration will be marked open quote pending close quote and you will be unable to cast a ballot in any election? Checkbox unchecked. Yes. Checkbox unchecked. No. If you answered no to both of the prior questions, you cannot register to vote. For board use only. 3. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Suffix. Blank text field. 4. Address where you live open parenthesis do not give P.O. box close parenthesis. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City/town/village. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. County. Blank text field. 5. Address where you get your mail open parenthesis if different than above close parenthesis. Blank text field. P.O. box, star route, etc. Blank text field. Post office. Blank text field. Zip code. Blank text field. 6. Date of birth. Blank text field. 7. Gender open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. 8. Telephone open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. Email open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Blank text field. 9. ID number open parenthesis check the applicable box and provide your number close parenthesis. Check box unchecked. New York State DMV number. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. Last 4 digits of your social security number. Blank text field. Check box unchecked. I do not have a New York State DMV or social security number. 10. The last year you voted. Blank text field. Your address was open parenthesis give house number, street, and city close parenthesis. Blank text field. In county/state. Blank text field. Under the name open parenthesis if different from your name now close parenthesis. Blank text field. 11. Political party. I wish to enroll in a political party. Checkbox unchecked. Democratic party. Checkbox unchecked. Republican party. Checkbox unchecked. Conservative party. Checkbox unchecked. Working families party. Checkbox unchecked. Other. Blank text field. I do not wish to enroll in any political party and wish to be an independent voter. Checkbox unchecked. No party. 12. Affidavit, I swear or affirm that. Bullet I am a citizen of the United States. Bullet I will have lived in the county, city, or village for at least 30 days before the election. Bullet I will meet all requirements to register to vote in New York State. Bullet this is my signature or mark on the line below. Bullet the above information is true, I understand that if it is not true, I can be convicted and fined up to $5,000 and/or jailed for up to 4 years. Signature or mark in ink. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Open parenthesis optional close parenthesis. Register to donate your organs and tissues. Donate life. New York State. Last name. Blank text field. First name. Blank text field. Middle initial. Blank text field. Suffix. Blank text field. Address. Blank text field. Apartment number. Blank text field. City/town/village. blank text field, zip code, blank text field, birth date, blank text field, gender, checkbox unchecked, M, checkbox unchecked, F, eye color, blank text field, height, blank text field, feet, blank text field, inches, email, blank text field, DMV or ID, NYC number, blank text field. By signing below, you certify that you are, bullet 16 years of age or older. Bullet consent to donate all of your organs and tissues for transplantation, research, or both. Bullet authorizing the Board of Elections to provide your name and identifying information to NYS Donate Life Registry for enrollment. Bullet and authorizing the registry to allow access to this information to federally regulated organ procurement organizations and NYS-licensed tissue and eye banks and others approved by the NYS Commissioner of Health Hospitals upon your death. Signature. Blank text field. Date. Blank text field. Beginning of next page. Qualifications for registration. You can use this form to bullet register to vote in New York State, bullet change your name and slash or address, if there is a change since you last voted, bullet enroll in a political party or change your enrollment, bullet pre-register to vote if you are 16 or 17 years of age. To register you must bullet be a U.S. citizen, bullet be 18 years old open parenthesis you may pre-register at 16 or 17 but cannot vote until you are 18 close parenthesis. Bullet be a resident of the county, or of the city of New York at least 30 days before an election. Bullet not be in prison for a felony conviction. Bullet not claim the right to vote elsewhere, and bullet not found to be incompetent by a court. Important. If you believe that someone has interfered with your right to register or to decline to register to vote, your right to privacy in deciding whether to register or in applying to register to vote, or your right to choose your own political party or other political preference, you may file a complaint with NYS Board of Elections. 40 North Pearl Street Suite 5. Albany, NY 12207-2729. Telephone, 1-800-469-6872. TDD/TTY users contact the New York State Relay at 711, or visit our website www.elections.ny.gov. Your decision to register will remain confidential and will be used only for voter registration purposes. Anyone not choosing to register to vote and slash or information regarding the office to which the application was submitted will remain confidential, to be used only for voter registration purposes. Verifying your identity. We will try to check your identity before election day, through the DMV number open parenthesis driver's license number or non-driver ID number close parenthesis, or the last four digits of your social security number, which you will fill in box 9. If you do not have a DMV or social security number, you may use a valid photo ID, a current utility bill, bank statement, paycheck, government check, or some other government document that shows your name and address. You may include a copy of one of those types of ID with this form. If we are unable to verify your identity before election day, you will be asked for ID when you vote for the first time. To complete this form, it is a crime to procure a false registration or to furnish false information to the Board of Elections. Box 9. You must make one selection. Four questions refer to verifying your identity above. Box 10. If you have never voted before, write open quote none close quote. If you can't remember when you last voted, put a question mark open parenthesis, close parenthesis. If you voted before under a different name, put down that name. If not, write open quote same close quote. Box 11. Check one box only. Political party enrollment is optional but that, in order to vote in a primary election of a political party, a voter must enroll in that political party, unless state party rules allow otherwise.